This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Good thing there's so many places to listen to us because, man, have you seen that new iOS 11 podcast app? Wow, that thing is
not a fan.
That thing is terrible. Hopefully, the Capitals are a little bit better than the way that that app
this
appears.
This is not one of those things that, you know, Brandon just complains to complain about. Like it's actually pretty awful.
It is really bad.
Let me tell you, when you want to delete a bunch of things because you've already listened to them or you're not interested, and it's like you got to swipe each individual one.
Yeah, they've put in more buttons. Like that's really annoying. I just want to delete this. Are you sure? Yes. Are you really sure? Yes.
They made it incredibly more difficult.
All right, now we'll just delete the whole series so you won't have that show in your library anymore. That's not what I wanted. Just wanted that episode gone.
Not great, guys.
All right. But we're here.
What does our president say? Not good.
Horrible. It's fake news. Fake news.
Fake podcasting app.
All right, guys. But we're here to talk about the Washington Capitals. They start their regular season coming up tomorrow, just mere hours away. We're about 24 hours away from when the Caps face off against the Ottawa Senators. But joining me, as always, to discuss what happened in preseason and what's coming up, Coach Dan, man, how you doing? How you feeling?
I have a cold, so if I end up coughing, I apologize to everyone out there in podcast land.
You have a cold? Come on, really?
I work with kids, so it's pretty cool.
That's true. Those are just little germ factories.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about this preseason. Yep. The Capitals, not the greatest record for that preseason. What, they went 2-5? And pretty embarrassing losses coming through there. And I know it's preseason and the points really don't matter, but I got to say, I'm a bit worried about this team. Going the fact that they've only won two preseason games and barely won at that point.
Are you saying that preseason is like, whose line is it anyway?
Welcome to the preseason where the points don't matter. What's the other line? What's the other line for that? Where everything's made up. Everything's made up. The points don't matter. Yes, that's hockey. That's every preseason sport.
Well, apparently, according to Tom Wilson's playing, he's making some stuff up.
Tom Wilson's not had the greatest preseason.
No, we'll get to him in a minute.
Yeah, but let's just talk about this team as a whole. So what is your take on this preseason, this training camp? We know they're in a Stanley Cup hangover without the Stanley Cup. So there's going to be some rebuilding. There's some new people coming in because they just don't have the cash. But what is your takeaway so far about this team?
Well, the team, yeah, they have new players coming in, but it's not even so much they didn't have the cash, but they didn't. I don't think they prepared appropriately for this offseason. And it's one thing where you look at a team like Chicago where they've had to go and replace some of their veteran guys after they win the cup or try and win the cup with younger players because they can't afford to pay them what they're worth according to NHL, according to the league and the way all that stuff works. But they keep the sort of those young guys that don't cost much because they can fill in nicely when you have to pay other guys more. And the Capitals botched that pretty well this summer with the loss of Nate Schmidt. I mean, it was a bad move, and losing him to protect someone like Eller, who, yes, is good defensively in the faceoff circle. He's not a huge offensive guy, but he's good in the faceoff circle. Yeah. He does well defensively. But at the money he's making and what you really need is a better defenseman. And knowing that if you lost him, what you were going to lose defensively and how much of a mess it was going to put you in, it was a bigger, I think, and I don't even remember what I said over the summer when they lost Schmidt, and maybe I'm changing my tune here, but I think losing Schmidt is a bigger deal than they thought it was going to be. Or they, for some reason, really, really thought they're going to lose Grubauer. I mean, we all did at one point. But I think they botched it this offseason pretty well. I mean, they've done some good moves. I think Smith-Pelly may end up being a really good pickup. I think Chiasson may be a really good pickup, but I don't know. I'm a little tempted. Now, the other thing is I read online that the three best teams in the preseason last year didn't make the playoffs, and three of the worst teams last year in the preseason made the playoffs. So I'm not overly concerned that they didn't score a lot of goals or win the games in the preseason.
Sure.
It's going to be tomorrow night. It's going to be Thursday, and that's when it matters.
That's right, and they are already flying to Ottawa right now to go up against the Senators on their opening night. I believe it's not till Saturday that D.C. will get to welcome the boys back home. But I agree with what you said. I definitely think everybody thought Philip Grubauer was the guy that was going to go. I mean, in that Shattenkirk deal, they made sure they got Phoenix Copley back from St. Louis. Phoenix Copley, I have to assume, was the guy that they were going to have back up Braden Holtby. Braden Holtby's not going anywhere, and we know that. He's going to be the starting goaltender.
Not until Samson.
Right, but he's still in the KHL, so we've got a little bit of time. But there's a lot of talent back there. You have Phoenix Copley, you have Vitek Vanacek, and you have Samsonov from Russia. So, I mean, there's a lot of options coming up, and there's a lot of depth, but I definitely think they saw Philip Grubauer as that trade bait. But then Marc-Andre Fleury has to be all great in the playoffs, and you know, they were licking their lips when they.
They also find it weird that he and Schmidt are now teammates.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's weird, but they're out in Vegas, and again, just real quick, just want to say to everybody out in Vegas, our thoughts and prayers are with you. It's a terrible tragedy that happened this past weekend. You know, I don't mean to bring everybody down because it's been a hard week for everybody watching the news, but I was watching the Vegas Golden Knights. Game that was on Sunday night on the NHL Network, and I was like, God, look at that stadium, or look at that arena. What a beautiful arena. They're taking shots of they're taking all these great video shots of the strip, and I'm like, this is going to be cool, this is going to be different. But to wake up and find out that happened in Vegas that night, just absolutely heartbreaking. But let's get back to hockey real quick. Just wanted to take a second and just let everybody know that we're thinking about you and everything like that. But Philip Grubauer definitely was the trade bait, and they didn't take the bait. So I have to assume with him – I have to assume the end of this year – he's not going to be a Capital, because I think that someone's going to get hurt or somebody's going to need a goaltender, and the Capitals now have, you know, this golden statue. You know, they got this guy that can be an absolutely perfect first.
Why'd you be Vegas too? Like what? Like Fleury goes down and they trade for Grubauer. And you're like, wait a minute.
Well, they have all the goalies. They took PK Subban's brother from Boston.
Oh, that's right.
They got some depth at goaltender.
I gotta look it up.
His name's Marcus or something with an M, right?
Malcolm Subban.
Malcolm.
Hold on, looking it up. Yeah, Malcolm Subban.
Okay. That was close.
Yeah. So, I think the off season. There's another Subban, Jordan.
There's three of them.
Yeah, he was drafted by the Canucks.
Oh,
in 2013.
Wow.
OCB. Huh. No idea. Anyways, the off season is not one for the Caps to remember. I know a lot of people look nervous, and I think you had retweeted or quote tweeted, I don't know what that's called. Someone, I don't remember who it was because I'm too lazy to look it up right now. In terms of, they're talking about if something about Thanksgiving and they expect to, what was the freaking line, Brandon? I can't remember, and I'm botching my way through this.
Cranberry's not going to be the only thing that's canned my Thanksgiving, so is Barry Trotz.
Yeah, something like that. And I was like, well, if Trotz goes, then McClellan also probably needs to have a conversation with the owner, because I feel like this is going to be more his mess than Trotz. Yes, this team was built to win a Stanley Cup, and they didn't. And, some of that, if not a lot of that, falls on Trotz. But this offseason falls on McClellan, and I think he botched a lot of it. He made some good moves. He's going to go with some young guys. But I think they also are just in a situation where they have to cut corners because they don't have the money in terms of the salary cap to be able to pull it off. And so they've had to let guys go and for nothing, literally, with Schmidt, when they should have found a way to protect him, knowing what the defense would look like. Or if they didn't know what the defense would look like without him, then they definitely didn't do their homework. And someone needs to be in a lot of trouble for that. And I don't like to go on here and say so-and-so needs to lose their job, because these are real people and these are their lives, and that thing kind of sucks. But this is also the business of sports. And the reality is that you're winning or you lose your job for the most part. So it's this coming from an Arsenal fan. So it's okay. Ryan got that reference. Brandon, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Not a clue.
That's all right. So I think this team is in trouble, and it very easily, everything could be settled with a nice little winning streak to begin the season. But you've got a lot of question marks on this team.
Go Chelsea, right?
Huh? No, no, that's his team. Don't gang up on me now.
They're the blue ones.
You got that right.
Yeah, Phil Williams. What's up, man?
Oh, that's why, you know, because of Phil.
Yeah, he ain't listening.
He's probably sleeping.
All right, so so it was an interesting offseason. We'll see what happens, but Nate Schmidt's gone. We have a couple guys that are going to be backing or not backing him up, but taking his spot from the Hershey Bears, and we've seen a couple of them before. Do you know which ones have not been waived, which ones are making the team, and it looks like they might get a chance to start on Thursday?
The lineup, according to Isabel Kershudian, we have a lineup potentially for Thursday, but it doesn't sound like it's necessarily going to stay that way, and it may just be the beginning of the season, but it looks like we're going to have sort of what we expected before, with Burakovsky, Backstrom, and Oshie, Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Vrana, so it sounds like the kids made the team, Connolly, Eller, and Chiasson until Wilson's back. We'll talk about him in a few minutes and how he's a moron. And then the vacuum, Krajovac. I don't actually know if he's, like, real great defensively. I just, you know, it's funny sounding. I think it's marketing goldmine with this kid. Gravik, Krajovac, I don't know how to say his name. We'll have to wait until Thursday night when I actually hear it.
Is there a D.C. Maryland-based like steam cleaner company? Because he needs
Stanley Steamers, he needs to be
the spokesperson for that.
That's not a bad idea, dude.
That makes so much sense.
It looks like he's going to be on the left with Beagle and either Smith Pelly or Nathan Walker.
Yeah, I noticed Nathan Walker is still in town, so it looks like he's going to be the first Australian to play in the NHL, but we're still unsure if he's going to make the opening day roster. I'm sure we'll see him by the end of the weekend, but we don't know yet if he will be there opening night.
We don't know if he's going to be there opening night. We don't know if he'll play Thursday, but I think he'll end up playing within the first week. But the other thing, I mean, if you look at the defense, it looks like it's Orloff and Niskanen. You got Orpik and Carlson, so Orpik's getting top 4 minutes, so that's frightening. And looks like Aaron Ness and Taylor Chorney will be the third pairing, with Christian Juice as the odd man out watching from the press box. And looks like Madison Bowie is down in Hershey, at least to start this season. Now, really? Isabel, it doesn't look like he's on the roster at the moment. And per Isabel Kershudian of the Washington Post, she had a tweet out about Trotz saying that young players are going to be the foundation of the team eventually. But to start the season, he wants stability with some vets in there. So it sounds like they're starting with the veterans, and then they'll start mixing in the young guys as we move forward.
I mean, that makes a little bit of sense because we have seen Christian
Juice. Oh, that third pair, and Orpik on the second pair? What the? All right, whatever.
I mean, Christian Juice has been in the NHL for a couple games. Not many, but a couple. So, I mean, if they want to start out strong, I guess you go with the people that
sounds like
have been there
rough
before. What'd you say?
I mean, it sounds like he had a little bit of a rough preseason in terms of his play. I only caught a couple of the preseason games, but I understand the thought, but they're sort of putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound in terms of, like, they have a much bigger problem and they're addressing it not so well. And I expect this team to struggle to begin the season.
Yeah.
At least defensively. I think offensively they're still going to be good or, you know, good enough.
Right, but offensively, one guy who is not going to be there the first couple games is Willie Baby. Tom Wilson got suspended yet again. I mean, hasn't been suspended his entire career, and then he goes one preseason and gets suspended twice. Have you had a chance to look at this hit that got him his last suspension? What do you think?
So I watched that one and the first one. And the only thing I can say is that what the hell is wrong with Tom Wilson? Like, I get that it's the preseason, you're trying to make the roster, but, like, dude, you're going to be on the team. Like, you don't need to be going out there and trying to blow people up in the preseason, especially since we already know you can do that. So this is not as a big deal. Like, we don't have to go out there and be like, oh, you can hit now. Like, we know. So does the rest of the NHL when they complain about you every other freaking game that you play in. So what I wanted to see for him in this offseason was that he was able to step up his game offensively. And instead, he went pretty much the exact other direction and got himself suspended for a total of 6 games. And we haven't even had a real game yet. So, what was the saying we came up with before that Alex Brown put into a nice, was it a meme or whatever?
If you're dumb, you don't get to play.
Yeah, if you don't get to play, no, wait, I don't know which one of us is right now. You don't get to play if you're going to be dumb.
Let's just say it was me.
You don't get credit.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, no, I guess you don't get to play if you're dumb.
All right.
That's what he put on Twitter back in November 12th of 2015.
Wow.
You don't get to play if you're dumb. He was dumb. He's not going to get to play. And the thing is, I don't get it. Like, it was stupid. And I understand, like, some caps changed, like, it wasn't that big of a deal. It doesn't matter. Like, this is not what the preseason is for. Right. You're not a kid trying to make the team. You don't have to be a dick.
You see, Tom Wilson, he's a big bulldozer. We know this about him. Like you said, we've seen this all before. Whether or not he should bring his intensity down for preseason, I mean, I guess it's a way of being like, hey, welcome to the NHL now, kid. But you shouldn't be going out there trying to injure people. I saw the hit. It didn't look like it was necessary. But the thing that worries me the most, and this is as a Caps fan, is that this guy, he's already on the list. You know, we already made the list twice this preseason. He's already made the list, and you know, everyone's going to be watching him now.
The list,
you know, the one that everybody watches, everybody looks
repeat
at.
Repeat offender?
Yeah, he's
on. Yeah, he is now officially listed as a repeat offender, which means every time he gets the suspension, there it is. It's going to be worse.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he's already made the list. It's not a good thing. And the funniest thing is that Barry Trotz came out and said, hey, Tom, you got to score more points. You got to show you're a little bit more versatile than just knocking people over.
So when I was younger, my sister and I used to play the NHL games, video games. And I was usually better than her, pretty much better than her at the games. I'd score more goals. But the thing she always kept a track of was who had more hits. That was the big thing she always wanted to keep aware. And she's like, well, I won the game because I had more hits than you. And I was like, really? Because I had more goals than you. So it seems like Wilson may have done the same thing, because he cares, or, you know, I'm sure he cares about more being more offensive minded and being able to score more goals or get more assists, but he's not showing it on the ice. And that's where it matters most. And right now, all we see from him is that he's going out for the big hit and he's not making the right smart play. He's not making the right play. It's not the kind of guy that you want giving negative attention towards this team.
And, I mean, it's interesting because the Caps made a big signing. I don't know how big it is, but made a signing today.
Yeah, there you go, a signing. Let's not lose our minds here.
I have to assume that's in direct response to the Tom Wilson suspension, because he'll be out for 4 games. And if it looks like he's going to continue to play this way, he may not be playing that much in the NHL this season, because everyone's going to be watching him. So they need somebody there who can maybe come in when needed.
Well, it may not be when needed. It may be, you know, he's playing from now on because Wilson's a dummy.
So you think Wilson's will sit multiple games, like as a?
I think when we're having this conversation next year, he's wearing a different team's sweater.
Oh, really? You think it's that bad?
I don't think he brings enough to this team offensively, and I think how much he's going to cost. No, hold on, let me bring up.
Yeah, does he have a contract year coming up?
I think it's this one. Hang on, I gotta bring up Cap. Wow, this is going to be really fascinating. So, where's his name? It's status suspended.
He's not even there.
Get him out! Yeah, he's a restricted free agent after the season. At $2 million, that's already going up. And when you're, you know, yes, he did actually do quite well in the playoffs. So credit where credit's due. He got, you know, a decent amount of points in the playoffs for him. But when his highest point total in the regular season in the NHL is 23 points and you want to make more than $2 million, nope.
Interesting.
He's been suspended twice before the regular season.
In the span of like 3 weeks.
Was it even that long?
I don't even think it was.
So, like, if he gets suspended one or two more times, at some point you're like, you know what? You're just, you know, something's wrong, dude, and maybe you need to move on. And I think some team will take a chance on him, and you might be able to get something decent for him.
If he stops playing hockey, him and Michael Lotta should open up, like, a car wash or something.
What, break all the cars?
Yeah, like the Bash Brothers car. No, it's a junkyard, not a car wash, a junkyard, where they just get to smash up cars. That would be great. They would love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I would not send my car there. He'd end up hitting me in the back.
I don't know how much if this will bode well for Tom Wilson, just because we're expecting more from him, and then this is how you respond by going, I got a great idea. I'm going to hit a guy and get ejected twice. Yeah.
I mean, you know the numbers.
Yeah.
Every NHL player don't do that. And he goes, well, you know what? I'm going to do it anyways. And they go, all right, you're dumb and you're sitting down.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. So, we'll see what happens, but do you know anything about this Chazon guy? I mean, I know he played, in Calgary last year. He had a really good training camp, so that he impressed with the Caps. I mean, that's why he's sticking around. What does he bring to the table that Tom Wilson doesn't have, besides, you know, a clean record or whatever?
The ability to not be a butthead.
Does he have a clear record? Because I looked him up on YouTube, and he's done some pretty nasty stuff as well.
I mean, so is Ovechkin. You're not really going to, you know, say necessarily the worst things about him. I mean, he's got looks like his highest point total in the NHL is, if this is his full set, yeah, NHL.com, 35 points back in 2013-2014 with Dallas. He played last season with Calgary, where he got 24 points. He had a nice little 12-12 goals and assists in 81 games. I think it sounds like he could be a solid third line player if he can behave himself. And isn't to say he's like a guy that doesn't, but I'm trying to find his penalty minutes. Like, oh, he's 46 pages, averages right around the 40s in terms of penalty minutes. So I'm not overly concerned about that. But it sounds like he's a guy. You know, he's a solid player. It sounds like he's a solid role guy. He's one of those guys you can bring in. You can play him. He's not going to go crazy. I have one of the guys who works for me said he thinks he's going to be this season's Brett Connolly.
Oh, really?
You know, it's not the worst thing if his team at some point is like, you know what? We got another offseason where we're going to struggle in terms of having cap space. And maybe we need to start looking at a couple other guys we're not going to bring back. One of those guys could be Tom Wilson.
Maybe Tom Wilson, Philip Grubauer go in a compact deal to the same team. I mean, there's a chance for that.
Now, this is not – it's possible. This is not because – necessarily that Wilson got suspended twice, and I'm saying this. This is because at $2 million a year, I need to see more from him offensively, and I'm not seeing it.
Right, and then we asked, Barry Trotz asked, let's see more, and then this is what he does. So, I mean, if he can make better decisions out there on the ice, like every parent asks their student as they let him off the bus in the morning, you know, maybe we'll be singing a different tune.
Make good choices!
But as of right now, Tom Wilson's in the doghouse.
And then he did it.
Yeah, did not make the right decisions here. So, what else do we have to talk about today in this What the Puck episode?
We said they signed Chazon. Chazon? How do you say his name again?
Chazon.
I even read it up phonetically, and now I'm not sure.
Chazon. Yeah.
Chazon to a 1-year $660,000 deal. Which is a good one for him. Caps are going to be back on the radio on 106.7 The Fan this season, also on WFED 1500 AM, so that will be cool. 15 minutes pregame, half an hour postgame with player interviews, Trotz, as well as during the week they'll have, I think it was Beagle and Carlson on, as well as, I think, Trotz twice a week to talk.
Is that a big deal?
Being on the radio? I mean, it's helpful.
I mean... They didn't have a big radio FM presence, I should say, FM presence last year. But, like, I'm up in Baltimore, so it really doesn't matter to me. I can't hear them anyway. But doesn't everybody have a smartphone? Like, can't you just use the TuneIn app and listen to the radio that way? I don't see what the big deal is with
that. Yeah, I'm trying to eat up all my data, man.
You're not on unlimited data yet?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Wow. All
right. Not. All right, you know what? Now I almost have big video money there, Brandon.
yeah.
No, I like it. I mean, as someone who gets out of work between 6:30 and 7, I will appreciate the fact that I can listen to part of the first period on the radio before I get home.
Okay, I mean, to so each his own. That's good.
Yeah, work out nice for me.
I like the. I mean, I don't want to promote the other podcasts out there for the Capitals, but I like the fact that you can get the afternoon block from Caps Radio as a podcast and listen to it game day morning, but That's all I listen to, if anything. So everything's through my phone at this point. I don't know. Maybe that's just
me. I do listen to podcasts. I mean, mostly.
The What the Puck and the Call, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a Ravens fan, so I don't know why I'd be listening to the Call. Awkward lack of promotion for me there for you. I do check in on our show, see how we sound, and all the stupid things and all the times I say, And then I listen to, Nerdist and James Bonding and Greg and Danny Show from 106.7 The Fan. And what else I listen to? Oh, and a couple Arsenal and other European football podcasts. I don't really listen to the radio that much in the car.
No, I don't listen to the radio at all. Like, I have Sirius, and I don't know why I still pay for it. I can't tell you the last time I turned on the radio.
I did when I got in my car today.
Everything is podcasts. I mean, that's all I listen to. Joe Rogan, Chris Jericho, Something to Wrestle With, Bruce Pritchard, all those shows. But we're promoting everybody else's but ours, which is a great idea. But I listen to What the Puck first.
There you go.
All right, so what else we got to talk about?
Oh, nothing. No, I'm just kidding. What else do we have to talk about? I mean, we talked about how some of the young guys have been playing, so it sounds like Juice, Walker, and Bowie may be sitting out. And then you had brought this up earlier. We were talking off air, or whatever this is called. But the ECHL will be having Marvel Superhero Night, which sounds kind of silly. But they're going to have select games will have special jerseys, character appearances, which is kind of where the grown-ups running around in these costumes. And again, we're all going to do that at the end of the month. In-game promotions, and all of this was announced at Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash with our buddy, who we interviewed last year. Maybe we'll get him on this year as well. He can talk to us about Marcus Johansson, Ming Chen.
That's right, Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men, which is due back later this month after The Walking Dead. I don't think it's on the 22nd. I'll have to check that out, put out a link. But, Ming Chen's been on our show before. He's still working with the ECHL, so that's pretty cool, Marvel Knights. So it'll be cool. Down in South Carolina, they get to check out Iron Man and Spider-Man and all those characters walking around enjoying some hockey. So who do you think would be the best hockey player of the Avengers?
Wolverine. Well, Wolverine's not an Avenger,
that's
but he's
an X-Man.
Canadian. So he probably. Well, the X-Men in the comics are part of the Avengers.
It's true. I think,
so Wolverine, because he's Canadian.
Hulk would probably be the greatest goalie ever, because
Hulk is Tom Wilson, because he goes around hitting people and he doesn't really listen. No, it's got to be Hawkeye has some pretty good accuracy, so I imagine he'd be pretty good in terms of being a shooter. Captain America, goalie. Shield, a blocker, pretty similar in style.
Nice.
Iron Man would cheat and just blow up the puck, so that's not going to work. Iron Man will be the owner of the team because he's just got so much freaking money.
So Ted Leonsis is Iron Man.
Yeah! Who would be the general manager? Oh my god, I'm totally blanking on his name right now. It's so awkward. Nick Fury. Would be the general manager, or the coach, or both. And it kind of works if you remember those old commercials with Chris Chelios and Samuel L. Jackson,
okay,
where he was the hockey coach. And he was the character from Pulp Fiction. Or I think he was from Pulp Fiction. Or they just had a copy. It was very funny. Anyways, look those up, Brandon.
You know who the coach is?
Like from the ESPYs.
Right.
Who's the coach?
Yondu from that. Guardians of the Galaxy. Come on, he would be.
No, great. I know who you're talking about. He just yelled at everybody and sent his little weird whistling stick at them.
Exactly. Imagine having a coach's challenge, and then he has a little whistle thing come out. And
he'd be like, you said that I didn't get it?
I love
it. Who else would be? I think that makes sense. I'll go with that.
Doctor Strange would be Sidney Crosby, because that movie sucked.
I like Doctor Strange.
I hated it. I know.
Did
you watch Inhumans on ABC on Friday?
Yes.
Oh my god, was that bad.
We've gotten way off topic.
We have.
It was okay.
No, not at all. That's like one of the worst hours of television I've ever watched.
It wasn't very good.
And I watched Kevin
Wright. Pretty bad.
It was all pretty bad. But let's talk about the upcoming let's talk about the upcoming season here as a whole. So we're still ranked pretty high as a team to expect to be in the playoffs. From what you've seen on preseason with the new guys coming in, what is your prediction for this entire season? Is this going to be a team that struggles? Is this going to be a team that barely like squeaks into the playoffs? Do they make the playoffs at all? What's your thoughts?
I think that this team makes the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win the division, and I think it's going to be a bit of a fight. I hope I'm surprised, but I think that the poor planning prior to the offseason and then what happened in the offseason, they could have made some moves in terms of Chiasson and Smith. I think Smith-Pelly would be a good pickup. I think Walker will end up being a good player. I think the vacuum will be good. I'm pretty concerned about the defense. I think they have three good players in Orlov, Niskanen, and Carlson. I think they're going to miss Alsner to some extent. I think they're going to miss Nate Schmidt and how cheap he would have been and the fact that he's a good player. I'm concerned. And I think we're going to get a big – I'm hoping, knock on wood, that I just jinx it, but I hope that Vrana is going to end up being quite the player. I mean, he's got two, you know, top-line talent guys with him in Kuznetsov and Ovechkin, so – if he can't make it with those guys, I don't know what's
going to
happen.
Are we expecting too much from Verona going like to the top line with those two guys? Like, is it too much too fast, or do you
just
think
park your ass in front of the net?
he's a tiny guy
they're taking shots. All right, maybe I'll park it in front of the net, but near the net, you're going to score some goals.
All right, I'm intrigued to see what happens with him. I think he'll do very well. I don't know if he will be a perfect match on that line. I kind of see him being the type of player that moves around a little bit. We know Barry Trotz likes to move the lines around if things aren't working, but I think Verana might become a bottom six guy by the end of the season. I think he'll be good, and I think that he will be a great player, but I don't know. I think it might be a little too much too fast, but we shall see what happens there. So let me ask you, who is still a part of the Caps organization at the end of this year? Philip Grubauer or Barry Trotz?
Barry Trotz.
You think so? All right.
Wait, hold on. Back it up. You talk about the last day of the season, whatever that may be?
Yes.
Or are you saying, or are you saying after like we go going into the next regular season, or like, I mean the offseason, the draft?
I'm saying, yeah, they've been...
Like, day after the last day they play.
Day after they've been eliminated from the playoffs in the second round.
Is Trotz in the last year of his deal?
I believe so, yes. And they did not give him a renewal or an extension at all.
Huh. Okay, yeah. They both then at that point. I mean, it's possible. If they get eliminated again in the second round, I think it's possible that Trotz is out. And I think Grubauer's gone. I don't know. I actually think they might keep him around and trade him in the offseason because you want that really solid. Unless if the Alaskan native Phoenix Copley, or Foyanex, however he says it, it's Phoenix. If he's playing well, really well at Hershey, I think it's likely Grubauer could be dealt prior to or at the trade deadline. But if he struggles a little bit, I think they wait until the offseason.
Interesting. Okay. All right. What else should we cover? I think this season's going to be different than what we've seen in the past. The Capitals, I mean, they went insane 2 years ago and were winning every single game. They had nothing to play for from, like, March on, which is just crazy to think about. This is a season I don't see that happening. I think they definitely are going to struggle. I think by New Year's, they may have a losing record at that point. They're not going to be top of the division, but I don't want them to be top of the division. I think this team doesn't do well under pressure, and if there is no pressure for them to get the President's Cup or be number one in the division or whatever, I think it'll actually be better for them. I think that they need to have one goal in mind, and that is the Stanley Cup. It is not, let's win this many games by this date, let's do this, let's do that. It's got to be, let's get to the Stanley Cup. And with these young guys in there, I think it's going to be good. I think Ovi really does do better when he's got a lot of young talent behind him. I think it's kind of like an older brother type of vibe. Like, he does better when he's the one who is nurturing the younger talent, I guess. So It'll be good for Ovi. I think it'll be good for Kuznetsov as well. I do have high hopes for this team. Like they get me every year, but it's going to be a rough one. It is not going to be the easiest season to watch, but as a fan, I will still be watching all the games, as many as I absolutely can, and I think it'll be a fun one. Will it be easy? No, but they're definitely going to make it interesting, I think.
I think if they don't make the playoffs, Trotz is definitely gone and McClellan could follow.
It'll be interesting to see. But we are.
The thing is, like, McClellan was given a gift in for the most part in this team. He's got world class, once in a lifetime players in Ovechkin, Backstrom. You got Kuznetsov, who looks like he could be another one of those guys. Burakovsky's coming along. You have Oshie, who made a good move to bring him in. You made a nice move bringing in Brett Connolly. You know, you signed Niskanen, which was good. You paid Orpik too much money. You had Carlson and Alsner. Orlov had already been drafted. So we haven't really seen his drafts necessarily work out. And his offseason moves, yes, some of them are good, but this past offseason does not paint him in a good light. And this was the offseason that was going to show how good a general manager he's going to be. Now, we can't really say at the moment how his offseason went. Yes, on paper, it looks not so great. As for
but he did
what it really looked like, we have to wait till after the season.
He did keep a lot of big names here in the organization. He did keep
and let a bunch go.
But are the people that we kept, are they worth it? Yes, I would have loved to have kept Carl Alsner.
That's all.
But if Carl Alsner was older, he had just gotten a couple surgeries. He wasn't the player he once was. I was heartbroken to see him leave, since he's been a part of the organization for so long. But his better years are behind him. Keeping Kuznetsov is I think smart, because he is a very talented player. He can be that second or first line center when needed. Dmitry Orlov, I think you may have overpaid a little bit for him, but you got to also keep your captain happy, because he likes having those Russian guys there. So, I mean, it's good that he kept Oshie for such a long time. Nate Schmidt, yeah, I don't think that was the best idea to let him go, and I would have rather seen, like, Lars Eller go. But, I don't know, keeping that many big names for that huge amount of time, I mean, that's a big deal. That's something to be proud of, I think. He got that job done. I mean, Oshie here for 8 years, that's you know, he can call himself a Capital probably until the end of his career.
And may look that way. I think he said he still wants to keep playing after that, but it was not a great offseason, and it's easy to say that now based on what looks like on paper, and this team could very well do incredible, and then it turns out, oh, so this actually did work out really well, and these guys did play incredible, and, you know, whatever happens, happened, but it remains to be seen. I think this offseason will really tell you how good a general manager Brian McClellan is at this moment.
And only time will tell. So we will see what goes on this regular season. So, Coach Dan, have we covered everything for this episode?
I'd say so.
I think so, too. If you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking about all sorts of cap stuff, as well as some other teams. Talk about Arsenal. Talk about the Skins. Talk about other stuff. I haven't really been tweeting very much over the summer. Been a little busy. But yeah, that's fine. WTP Coach Dan. Brandon, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. You can go to BrandoCash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. But more importantly, go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/WTP Podcast. Like us over there. We always try to break some news, all other kinds of stuff over on the Facebook page. You can also follow the show on Twitter at WhatThePuckPod. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine. Not Vine. That's dead. Reddit and Snapchat anywhere you are social, on the web, with your phone. Say, I'm a Caps fan. I'm ready to rock the red. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Before we get out of here, let's go over the games until we talk again. The Capitals open the season on the road in Ottawa up against the Senators. That game is at 7:30, and you can watch that locally on NBC Sports Washington. CSN is dead. NBC Sports Washington back in its place. And then the boys come back home to D.C. to face off against Montreal and those Canadiens. Welcome Carl Alsner back to D.C. That game's at 7 o'clock, NBC Sports Washington. Monday, the Caps go to sunny Florida. They go down to Tampa Bay, and that game's at 7:30, NBC Sports Washington. And then Wednesday, NBC Sports national game. It's Wednesday night, rivalry night. And those pesky Penguins come to D.C. for the first rivalry night of the season. 7:30 start. It's a national game. Everybody will get to check these guys out. And did you see that the Penguins put the logos of their opponents on their Stanley Cup?
Yeah, I saw that. Dicks.
Gross. That sucks. And then we will be back doing a new show on the 12th, so you can definitely go look for that. So that's pretty much it for the show this week, everybody. Enjoy the beginning of the NHL season. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps!
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
What the Puck? What the Puck is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.